Hey, folks. Listen, I want to talk to you a little bit about a phone call that I got the other day. It was concerning an estimate that I sent somebody. They wanted a price on installing a number of recess lights and a couple of other things. And I sent them a price, and then they sent me back an email saying, can I break out the material and the labor? They want to know. And I don't do that. I'm sorry. I don't break out my material and labor, because then they're going to start nitpicking. Well, I could buy the breaker for $4 at Lowe's, and you're going to charge me this much money. So how about if I supply all that stuff? I don't play that game. One, you can't supply your own material. The only thing I want you to be able to supply is a light fixture. Other than a recessed and a standard fluorescent, if you want a decorative light fixture, you can supply your own. If not, I'm going to supply it. Otherwise, you get absolutely no warranty from me. But what I went on to explain to this person, I says, I'm sorry, I don't break out the price for my material. I said, I give you a flat rate price. That's the job. It includes everything. I have to recoup my overhead and my profit through everything having to do with that job. So therefore, if you decide to buy the breaker for yourself, the overhead and profit that I was getting from that now has to be absorbed somewhere else. So that means the price of the other products have to go up, or my labor has to go up. I can't just let you take one thing off. And I also mentioned to him, I said, think of it this way. When you go into a restaurant and you order a steak, do you say, hey, I want to know how much you charge me for the potatoes and the broccoli? And how much per ounce of meat do you charge? They look at you like you were a screwball. So why should we allow that in our field? It's no different, folks. When you do things by the hour, and then you give them ammunition to start nitpicking and pulling things away. And if they take some of those items away from you, they're going to expect the rest of the job to be done for the same price that you quoted. But you can't, because your overhead and your profit has got to be spread across the whole job. That's one of the main reasons that I flat rate. I get rid of all of those complaints with people. You're charging me so much that I can buy it for, you know, that more, so much more than I can pay for it for. Fine, you know. They don't have that with me, because they don't know what I'm charging for the material. All they're looking at is the bottom line. And that's what I put out there, the bottom line. Your recessed light's going to cost you X number of dollars for me to install it. It includes everything, labor and material. What if I supply it? Well, then you'll have to call somebody else to do it. I'm sorry, I don't do that. And here's the reason why, sir. I warranty all of my work. I don't know what you're going to get. And if I've had it in the past, and I'm sure, guys, you've done the same thing. People supply stuff, you find out the parts aren't there. Oh, now somebody's got to run to a supply house to pick up a missing part. Who absorbs that? You think the homeowner's going to absorb that? No. And that's what I explain to people. Boy, if you buy a light yourself and it don't work, you're going to have to pay me to go back to Lowe's or wherever you purchased from to get another one. And then you're going to have to pay me to take it down. You're going to have to pay me to put it back up again. And if you're going to go get it, you're going to have to pay me to sit here and wait for you. Or you're going to have to pay another trip charge for me to come back. So therefore, by me supplying all the material, I eliminate all of those headaches. And 99% of the time, the people agree. It's all about education, folks. Make money, make it fair, be fair to yourself as well as the employees. Just give them what they want, the bottom line. They want the light in, all right? Give them a bottom line price. You'll be happier, they'll be happier. All right, that's my tip for today. Take it for what it's worth. Go out and make it a great day.